A Wisconsin congressman clarifies his farm bill plan. U.S. Representative Ron Kind says this new farm bill, Farm 21, is better suited for the 21st century, but he has his fair share of opposition.
You're going to hear a lot of rhetoric. I would suspect most of it's going to be overblown and doom and gloom scenarios.
As a matter of fact, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota recently said Ron Kind's plan would destroy agriculture. Kind says, coming from Wisconsin, where agriculture is one of our top three industries, he wouldn't steer us wrong. He says it's often hard to implement reform in Congress.
When you're up against very well-organized, entrenched, powerful, and well-financed special interests in Washington, which you have in these commodity groups, it's awfully difficult, and I'll be the first to admit it's tough to change that system. And they have had an iron grip over the Agriculture Committee for many, many years.
The La Crosse Democrat says if ever there was a window of opportunity to make the transition to a different system that's non-market distorting and non-trade distorting, now is the time. Kind says crop prices are high, and he doesn't want any artificial subsidies.
We also feel there's no better time for reform than right now in light of market conditions, with corn tickling $4 a bushel, beans around $8.50 and wheat at around $6, class 3 milk production with premiums around $20 per hundredweight.
Kind figures taxpayers would save about $20 billion in subsidies over the next 5 years by implementing these programs and $55 billion over 10 years. Kind says under the bill, farmers would help provide their own safety nets called risk management accounts, like IRAs for farmers. The current farm bill expires in September of this year. Kind expects Farm 21 to come up on the House floor sometime before the August recess. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.